From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm the anchorman so good they wouldn't let me retire. They put me out to stud.
Oh, my God.
Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Kentucky Center for the Performing Arts in Louisville, Kentucky, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. It's great to be making our debut in Louisville. Later on, we'll be talking to Edward Lee, the most famous chef in Kentucky, even though he's a Korean guy from Brooklyn. But we're so pleased to be here. Late summer is the best time to be in Kentucky. The grass is an emerald blue. There's a certain warmth in the air. In fact, it's so romantic. Bill and I have decided to make it official and get married. It's simple. It's going to be simple. We don't want to make a big deal of it. After the show, we're going to skip down to a local county courthouse. Can't imagine there will be any problems whatsoever.
Reception at the county jail.
Yeah, absolutely. But first, we have some business to do. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant this week. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Preston from Carlsbad, California.
Hey, Preston from Carlsbad. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Pretty good. What do you do in beautiful Carlsbad? That's near San Diego, right?
Yeah, just about 20 miles north. I'm a teacher.
Oh, excellent. Are you one of those native-born... What do you teach?
I teach ancient world history.
No kidding, really? Wow. Well, who do you teach that to?
Ninth graders.
So basically, you're talking about the 80s, then. Preston, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. It's Mr. Adam Felber.
Hey, Preston.
Thank you.
Next, it's the woman doling out the advice in the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy. That would be Amy Dickinson.
Hey, Preston.
Finally, it's an author whose collection of essays for NPR. It's called As Far As You Can Go Without a Passport. That book celebrates its 30th year in print. The author is here, Tom Baudette.
Hello, Preston.
Preston, you're going to start us off with Who's Bill This Time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Scorekeeper Emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your home voicemail. Are you ready to go?
Let's do this.
Here is your first quote. It is from the President of these United States.
Uh-oh. What's happening there? Something got on my shoes.
That was President Obama reacting when a salmon spawned all over him during his trip where this week?
To Alaska.
Yes, indeed. Alaska. The incident with the dying salmon trying to mate with him raises all sorts of new questions. The president is not, as it turns out, secretly a Muslim. He's secretly a fish. What's really interesting about this is we got to see this. This is how you know that the president simply doesn't care anymore. He released a sex tape of himself and a salmon. But the really big news from the trip to Alaska happened actually before he went. President Obama officially renamed Mount McKinley back to Denali. All right. Clearly you guys are fans of that. People in Ohio were upset.
Because they're deeply in Denali.
About
this.
Yeah. Do you know who, this is funny, do you know who was not upset about this? The President McKinley Presidential Library. There is one, and their attitude was, we love it. Just people are talking about President McKinley. We're happy. It's the saddest presidential library. They hand out a fact sheet. 10 things you didn't know about President McKinley. Number one, was a President McKinley.
They should just go ahead and rename him President Denali.
Yeah, why not?
Seriously.
Oh, he's going nuts. He doesn't care. He's renaming everything. Next month is now Barack-tober. And according to presidential decree, John Boehner's last name is now Boner.
Oh!
For your next score, Preston, it is Wisconsin governor and Republican presidential candidate Scott Walker.
I never talked about a wall to the north.
Now, Mr. Walker was walking back a day later his suggestion that it was a legitimate idea to build a wall where?
Canada, I guess.
Yes, between the U.S. and Canada. What's going on, of course, is that the GOP candidates are all trying to out-Trump Trump. So Trump says, let's build a wall between us and Mexico. So Walker says, I'll double down. Also a wall between the United States and Canada. Yeah, to keep the Canadians out. This is ridiculous.
Well, stop. You
want to keep Canadians out, just say to the Canadians, oh, I'm sorry, we're closed.
Oh, okay, we'll come back later then.
Oh, yeah.
When's good for you?
Oh, yeah. Try this next month. Oh,
okay. Yeah, next month is good. Sure.
But this whole notion is like this wave of illegal immigration from Canada. If the people who smuggle immigrants in from Mexico are coyotes, will the Canadian counterparts be called moose?
No, they're Volvos with Thule boxes on the roof. I see them coming through Vermont.
They're just...
Well, they call the tunnels and smuggling routes the Poutine Highway.
The Poutine Highway. Now, every Republican candidate says that things are terrible here.
Yes.
And yet they want to seal both borders so we can marinate in our own terrible juices.
That's right.
I still get it. It's an immigration problem that could be solved with a PA announcement.
Would all Canadians please leave? Okay.
Okay.
Wow, that was a short stay. All right.
Okay. Sure thing.
All right.
All right, Preston, here is your last quote.
My balls are perfect.
That was someone talking about his balls earlier this year. This week, a federal judge in New York gave us another chance to use that quote when he relieved that man from the threat of punishment. What man are we talking about?
Tom Brady.
Yes, indeed. As Martin Luther King might have said, the arc of history is long, but it bends toward Tom Brady's balls. A federal judge threw out Tom Brady's 4-game suspensions imposed by the NFL. Because of Deflategate, Brady will now be able to start for the New England Patriots in their season opener. And if he has any sense of humor, he will take the field carrying a flat, football-shaped piece of leather. For his part, Brady says he's happy to be exonerated and relieved from this punishment and will spend the rest of his life searching for the real deflators.
I'm so glad it's over. I mean, I know there's an appeal coming, so
yeah.
But it feels like it's getting close to over. But I have so many friends from Boston, and they've all disappeared so far through their, like, 9/11 conspiracy theorist looking glass on this one that if I don't ever have to have a conversation about how their balls change from warm weather to cold weather, I'll be a real happy man.
That's there. A lot of conversation about...
You don't understand. There was a third pump on the roof. No, there wasn't. Shut up.
Bill, how did Preston do in our quiz?
He's a teacher. That's why he got a perfect score.
Well done. Thank you, Preston.
Thank you.
Thanks for the work that you do.